Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight. Zach, this week we have been doing a little bit of a social experiment. How hard is it to transition to a vegetarian lifestyle?
Particularly for you, Dom.
Yep.
The country's biggest meat eater.
I think it's fair to say if I could become vegetarian, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. Well, the challenge was set. Monday night, I decided I'm going to get vegetarian. The show became a vegetarian show. I joined you in the vegetarian lifestyle.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Yeah. That's not how we're branding ourselves.
No, the two veggies.
I think we're going to exclude a lot of people.
That's probably true. But the challenge was that you set was, could I make it to the end of the week? You didn't think I'd make it to tonight's show.
I thought Thursday was going to be difficult for you.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get through a couple of days fine. I thought by Thursday, you'd be starting to shake a little bit.
Well, have I made it 3 days as a vegetarian?
Now, as you say that aloud,
yep.
And knowing that that's really your life achievement, that's the most significant thing you've done, how does it feel to be 24 years old and saying 3 days as a vegetarian?
I will not have you play this down. This is a massive effort. 3 days as a vegetarian, Zach, is right up there with man walking on the moon. Yep. That's a triumph of the human spirit, if I've made it. We don't know that I've made it. In the next half hour, I will reveal whether or not I've survived 72 hours. I mean, obviously I've survived. Whether I've gone 72 hours without caving in to some sort of meat.
Yeah.
We'll get there shortly. And hopefully, Zach, my pride remains intact.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Some people in the country, Dom, they're a little upset today at the news that Coke Zero is no more. Coke Zero is going to be phased out and instead they're going to just have Coke No Sugar.
Yeah, so I think, 2 weeks left on shelves, Coke Zero. That probably means, I'm going to hazard a guess, I reckon that means they've manufactured the last batch. I reckon the last Coke Zero has poured out of the Magical Coke Factory's receptacles into the bottles. I don't think they're making any more.
Well, we don't want to start any riots here of people going across the country to every servo, every supermarket, and getting as much as they can off the shelf. But maybe that's a good idea.
That's what we're saying right now. If there's a late night supermarket near you, you need to go and panic buy Coke Zero. Even if you don't like it, Coke Zero in 6 months will fetch you a good price on eBay. That's the business advice on this show. Go buy it and sell it in 6 months.
The problem if you're a Coke Zero fan is that you don't get a say in this. The drink you love just gets suddenly taken away.
Yeah. It can be really hard, Zach. It can be a process of grief. It can be a process of deep loss for people when they lose a food or drink that they love so much.
So we thought tonight on 13 10 60, could we spend some time remembering the foods and drinks that were taken away from us?
Just set the scene properly. And I know this does cut close for some people. Zach, I know my mum is a big Coke Zero fan. She's heartbroken over the news.
Is she?
She's considering writing a message to the Coke Facebook page.
Well, she better do it soon.
She better get onto that. 13 10 60, is there a food or drink that you loved that was taken away from you?
What are you going to do, Dom?
I'm going to go. You might remember the old Hungry Jack's chicken nuggets that they had
for many years.
You don't remember these? So now they have more of the McDonald's or KFC style, your generic chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. These were a rough covering.
Yeah, they were a rough covering. They were kind of like, they were shape of fish fingers more so. And they had a bit of a bite to them. They were a little bit spicier.
I can hear the love in your voice, mate.
I loved Hungry Jack's chicken nuggets so much that once I ate 30 of them in a sitting after school. I did.
That's pretty impressive.
They were that good, Zach. And then one day, Hungry Jack's decided to jump in line with the other fast foods and go the generic nugget. And I'll be honest, I've never loved nuggets as much since.
Before I was a vegetarian, Dom.
Yeah.
The one I miss. McDonald's Al Maco Burger.
Ah.
A bit of taste of South America. It was a beef burger with salsa and sour cream. Once I heard on the radio that it was back. I heard on a radio ad, the Al Maco's back. It wasn't even a time for a meal, and I went straight to McDonald's, straight through the drive-thru to order it.
It's kind of like you find out a loved one's just touched down at the airport. They're back in town.
And it was an emotional reunion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I imagine the process of pulling up to the speaker box and being able to say that phrase again.
Yeah, give me an Al Maco.
Give me an Al Maco, thanks. Although you probably didn't have to order, did you? They knew.
They knew. They said, you're back.
You're back.
We've had this one waiting for you. But beautiful. Then they took it away again.
Yeah.
And that was a sad day.
But the idea is, in this safe space, we can talk about the foods we've lost and we can heal together. 13 10 60, What food or drink did you love that got taken away from you? We have Chantelle in Newcastle. What is it for you, Chantelle?
The space bar, or what I was just corrected, the space food stick.
Yeah, space food stick, Chantelle. Space sure you can't get them anymore?
I've even been to... I live in New South Wales, and then we have, like, a confectionery shop. I've even been there. I can't seem to find them, so if someone knows where they came, where they've still got them, they'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It could be because there's less money these days put into the space programs, Dom. Maybe it's a trickle-down effect. They're making less rockets and less space food sticks.
You know, I did think with the space food, because I don't know about you, regularly it was a lunchbox snack.
Yeah.
And I used to think, how cool is it that we get to eat with the astronauts eat? How cool is
that?
They
weren't eating it.
I don't think they were. Adam, 131060, Adam, what food or drink do you miss?
Nacho cheese rolls from KFC.
Nacho cheese rolls. Now,
this is up your alley, Dom. Tell us about it.
I'm going to be honest, I don't actually remember the nacho cheese rolls.
Okay.
KFC moved through their limited edition stuff so well. Adam, what was it? What were they?
It was a wrap with popcorn chicken. And it had nacho cheese, like nacho sauce in it with like a cheese through it too.
You know, Adam, I think you just took the whole country there. Our taste buds are tantalised.
Decisions some of the fast food places make.
Yeah.
You go, why take it away, guys?
Why take it away? It's like, I don't want to imagine a world that good if you're going to just rip it from me seconds later. Not worth it. Nikki is in Melbourne on 131060. Nikki, what a food or drink did you have taken away from you?
Blue Pop Tops.
Yep. Blue Pop Tops. They were the best.
Well, you got a whole country with you right now, Nikki. Just their hearts breaking again as they remember the Blue Pop Tops.
Nikki, do you remember what flavour the drink Blue Pop Tops were?
It was just Cool Blue. It didn't... It was its own flavour.
Was it called Cool Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit suspicious.
There's a petition online to get it back now.
Oh, okay.
How many signatures are we at?
I think about 10,000.
That's pretty good.
You know what the issue could be?
What?
Maybe the fruit they made it from went extinct.
It's true.
Because what makes blue juice?
Well, see, I have more of a concern that maybe somebody looked into what makes blue juice and there might have been a chemical. I mean, I don't want to say something slanderous.
There might have been something dodgy going on at the factory.
There might have been something dodgy there. But you know what? You know what? I'm totally with Nikki. The blue Pop Tops were the best. I reckon I haven't had a Pop Top in a decade since they got rid of the blue ones.
I was unaware they got rid of it.
Nah, they're gone. They're gone, sadly.
Pop
Tops are still around, aren't they, Nikki?
Yep, just not the blue ones.
Mm. Yeah.
Again, where's the logic behind these decisions?
You know, the hardest part is when you go to the... Every time you go to the supermarket, you go up the Pop Top aisle, or whatever the aisle is, and you think, maybe it's back this week.
Mm.
It's never there.
But you still go down it, don't you?
You still go down it.
Just in case.
Just in case. And so tonight, we take this moment as we, I guess, gather as a community, Zach, to remember the foods who have gone before us.
Well, I'm going
to
pour out a yellow Pop Top on the street for my fallen comrade.
Get a yellow Pop Top, put blue food dye in it, and we'll remember the good
probably
times.
Tastes the same.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
You can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through Dom's Google search history. He doesn't know what we've found.
Mm.
He doesn't know what we're going to read out. But Dom, what you do have to do is explain why you Googled what you Googled.
What do you got this week, Sam?
Our first Google search.
Yep.
Sunday at 4:47 p.m. Is strawberry jam a superfood?
Yeah, well, the answer is no. It's got a lot of sugar in it.
Of course not. It's like majority sugar. That's the main ingredient.
See, I didn't... that's not how I thought they made jam.
How do you think they made
it? I thought they, like, just squashed up a whole lot of strawberries and put it in the fridge for, like, a long time, like 10 years or something.
What?
I just thought that's how you make jam.
You're thinking of wine and grapes.
Possibly. I didn't know the jam. Do you know how they make jam?
A lot of sugar.
Yeah. But do you know what they do?
Yeah, on a stovetop.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. So it gets really hot first. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Why did you think it was a superfood, though?
Well, I thought, you know, because berries are involved, because it tastes not as nice as, like, honey or peanut butter. I just thought it was ticking a lot of boxes.
Both honey and peanut butter are much better for you than strawberry jam.
Seriously?
Yes.
Great, because I'm having a lot of honey right now. What is honey? I've been wondering this recently.
What is honey?
Is it like...
It's the food that bees make for themselves.
Is it bee poo?
No.
No, good. Someone told me it was bee poo. They must have been lying. Because I'm having a lot of it.
I don't think it is.
Well,
no, I think they eat it. They make it for themselves, don't they?
Right, okay.
Out of like nectar.
Sure. Either way, honey on toast is great. And I strawberry jam, not a
superfood. I'm not a bee expert.
Is honey a superfood?
What's a superfood? There's no such thing.
Nah, honey's a superfood. I'm calling it.
Okay.
What's your next one?
Your next one is about the natural world as well.
Oh, great.
Tuesday at 8:11 a.m. Are there guinea pigs in the wild? You never been on a bushwalk and seen a guinea pig go across the trail?
It's a good question.
Yes.
You can't tell me that's not a good question.
But why wouldn't there be guinea pigs
There's
in the
not.
Wild?
There's not. There's not anymore.
Yeah, but there was at some stage.
There were like hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe hundreds of years ago. Maybe not hundreds. A long time ago, there were guinea pigs in the wild. But
I
no.
imagine they didn't resemble the guinea pigs of today.
You don't reckon?
Well, it's like the chickens we know today aren't the chickens that were in the wild.
What do you mean?
Well, because they've been bred to be bigger and fatter and slower and have more meat on them.
Can I just say, the phone lines have just lit up for no reason, and that never happens.
So guinea pig fans.
If I'd have just said something that offended the guinea pig community, because that's, I don't know what's happened there.
Maybe people know something about honey.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe we can finally get an answer. But yeah, no guinea pigs in the wild, according to Google.
Well, there goes the safari you wanted to do.
I wanted to catch one. I thought it'd be great fun. Catch a guinea pig. Anyway. Can't do that.
The last thing you Googled was Friday at 10:11 p.m. Can kids' toys be haunted?
Okay, well, you're going to be amazed that I didn't tell you about this the other day when we were talking. Last night on the show, we were talking about what weird thing did you find in the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Because I stayed in an Airbnb in New Zealand. And, you know, I'm actually going to fade down the music because this is terrifying, the story, right? And I need to give you... I kind of
Should we go
music.
To a song?
Yeah, you know, let's do that. Let's go to a song. There's something terrifying in the Airbnb I found, and I need your help to debunk why it's not scary, because right now I haven't been sleeping because of it.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Just reading out your Google history, Dom, we came across a Google search that said, can kids' toys be haunted?
Yes.
You said the jovial bed that we were playing underneath was not appropriate for this story.
No, we needed to go to a song and come back, Zach, because this deserves its own... Do you know what? This deserves its own music. And I'm thinking, you know what? You know I'm not quick on the buttons over here. So maybe give me a little
bit
here.
But I'm looking forward to the scary music that you find.
I'm thinking this is probably some sort of appropriate music. There we go. It's not quite haunting, but this will work.
Tell us about your haunted kids' toy.
So staying in an Airbnb in Taupo in the North Island of New Zealand. And you know, sometimes you stay in these places and they'll have like a crate of kids' toys and board games and whatever else. If you get bored on the trip. So it's our second night there and I'm in the bedroom, which happens to have the bookcase with the crate with all these toys.
You would have been in the kids' room because you're a... on holidays with your parents.
I was on holiday. That's not relevant to the story.
It is. That's why you're in the kids' room.
No.
Because you're the kid on the trip.
It wasn't the kids' room. It was the room with the bookcase. Stop trying to make it out like I was the kid. The point is, Zach, 2 a.m. on the second night there, I'm reading a book, just getting ready for bed. The bookcase is on the other side of the room to me, and I hear a toy start up. I hear a noise come from the bookcase. So I, you know, put my book down and I'm like, what was that? And then I hear it go again. And it's a toy saying, do you want to play? And then I was like, what the hell is going on here? So I get up and I wander over near the bookcase. And again, from within the crate comes a sound. We should be friends. I want to play. Now, I slept out in the lounge that night.
Did you actually?
I did. Oh, okay. Well, you, I know you're the logical one in the group.
Yeah.
You debunk this for me because that is the most terrifying experience that I have had.
That toy, but you didn't investigate? You didn't find the toy?
Oh, yeah, because if I've learned anything from horror movies, go to the toy. Are you kidding me?
Who's going to do strangle you?
Well, I don't know, Zach, but you know what? There's some things you should find out.
When was the last time you heard on the news, man killed by haunted toy?
Well, obviously the toy would cover it up and make it look like it was something else.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. I'm the idiot.
I'm just saying, are you kidding me? You'd go for the toy?
It was obviously a toy that makes a noise.
Yeah.
And in a pile of toys, which, hey, an engineer hasn't put together.
Sure.
Something has slipped and the button's been pushed.
No, nothing, but nothing had slipped. It was.
But you don't know
it
that.
It was dead silent in the
you
middle of the
night. You don't know that. What? It could be a toy when you turn it over, it talks and the sensor was playing up.
Possibly.
It thought it had been turned over.
But why? Why at that moment? No one was near it.
Why at that moment? Why at any moment?
The point is, I've seen Jumanji, right? And there are...
Jumanji's not about haunted toys.
No, but it
Chucky's
is...
about haunted toys.
Okay. But Jumanji is about like a game that calls to you. And if I've learned anything from Jumanji, it's just pick up Monopoly instead. Play a different game, yeah. Right? So
I don't think we watched the same Jumanji movie.
What do you mean?
It doesn't call to
Yeah,
that?
It goes like the dun-dun-dun-dun, like it's oh, the right, beat of okay, yeah, yeah. That thing. It's not like, hello.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I at no stage would it be a wise idea to go over to the toy. And I can't believe you'd suggest that.
Of course it is.
The point is, I left in the Airbnb review, be wary of the haunted toy.
Did you? Did you? Had it's great terrifying. Use. It was clean. It was clean as advertised, except for the haunted toy. 2 stars.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Today, Dom, I had a first. I joined a mum's group. I'm a 28-year-old male.
Mm.
I don't have a child. I'm not a mum.
No.
But that's where I found myself.
Now, I didn't realise you were struggling for friends or for community. I mean, you're welcome to come and hang out with me.
This was a swimming group for toddlers.
Right.
And my...
Oh, you're taking lessons.
My niece.
Yep.
It was her who was doing the swimming lessons. And I don't know if this was strictly for mums, but it was only other mums there.
Right, okay. So is this your sister's kid.
Yep.
She's asked you to take her daughter to swimming lessons today.
Yep.
Now, how advanced are the swimmers? Like, are we talking...
Well, they're 2 years old, so they're not that advanced. You have to hold them up. They're not swimming.
Right, okay, sure.
Basically, most of it is, like, holding them...
Mm.
In like a Superman position,
yep.
And making them pretend that they're moving around while they kick.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty good, actually.
Can you do that with me in the pool sometime? That sounds like a lot of fun.
It had mixed results.
Right.
There was a lot of splashing, a couple of tantrums. Outside of that, I think I behaved myself.
So how'd the day unfold? Because I know it's certainly not the sort of thing you probably have done since you were the toddler yourself at the lesson.
Well, the first thing they do is they do a welcome song. And that was embarrassing for me because I didn't know any of the lyrics.
Yeah, that's awful.
So what they do is they welcome all the kids there. And let's say you're the kid that's come in.
Sure.
They say, Dom's here today. Dom's here today. Everybody clap your hands. Dom's here today. Which I actually thought was bloody welcoming.
Yeah, that feels awesome.
I feel like pitching that at our boss to start each business day with that.
I've never felt more loved and appreciated. That's amazing.
We went from that to doing some of the exercises. So these are things designed to keep the kids safe, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing a great job.
Sure.
The teacher came over to me and took my niece off me,
yep.
And gave me a doll to practice on. And so that probably indicated the day wasn't going all that well because right. There was... 3 other mums with their children, the teacher with my niece, and then me with a plastic doll doing the same exercises.
Were you chatting with the other mums? Was there any conversation going on?
It was pretty intense with the kid.
Sure.
Obviously not for me because I had the plastic kid.
Sure. Right.
But I progressed past that and they gave me the kid back. But I'll tell you what really got me is at the end of the lesson, when we were packing up, the teacher came over and said to my niece, "Weren't you brave today?" And I thought, brave? Why was she brave? Was that how bad I was?
Yeah.
Was that how, you know, in trouble she was in my care that it would be brave to go with me?
Well, I guess generally you might get the thanks for babysitting your niece. You know what I mean? For taking your niece to a swimming lesson. It is rare that the child gets the thanks for enduring the babysitting.
This person had like teacher on their rashi.
Right,
and what annoyed me was I thought, I'm 28 years old,
sure.
15 years out of school.
Yep.
And I'm still getting reprimanded. I'm still getting shade thrown at me from teachers.
That's true. But you know what, Zach? I reckon a few more weeks with the plastic doll.
Yep.
And I reckon you'll be ready to go.
I don't know. To be honest with you, there was a few touchy moments with the plastic doll where I don't know if the doll would have made it through.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump revealed how many holidays he's taken as president.
We've had 84 since the election. 84. Think of that. I mean, it's incredible. It's a record. That in itself is a record.
Also, Miley Cyrus gets nervous before she gets on the bus for work every day.
Well, I get freaked out before I go on, and then you can't get me off. Like, before I go on, I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And then it goes by like this.
And Pauline Hanson is in Byron Bay for Splendor in the Grass.
I just arrived just a couple of hours ago, so I'm here for the week, and what a week it is going to be.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway, we're gonna guess where you've come from.
This is a game for anyone driving home from the airport at the moment. Give us a call on 131060, we believe. Yep. By just asking you three questions, we can figure out where you have just come from.
Where have you flown in from? We've got Evie in Melbourne first up. Evie, my first question for you. How much did your luggage weigh when you checked it in?
22.3 kilos.
Well, that's quite a lot, Dom.
Jeez, you just made it up. Was it a 23-kilo limit?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that's just smart planning, Evie. It's beautifully done.
Yeah, it snuck just in. It
snuck
was
in. Beautiful.
It's possible that Evie's gone international,
that's
that
what
means,
I'm thinking. 22.3, that's at least a week, I reckon.
Here's my question. The place you were at, did you know the national anthem of the country?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, so that could... That doesn't really help, to be honest.
That doesn't help at all. Really, I mean, because we don't know how good Evie's knowledge of national anthems is. It's possible Evie actually is an expert in national anthems.
She could have been a part of a choir that was on a tour to sing the world's national anthems.
I'd go to that show. That sounds great fun. Evie, did you fly over an ocean at all?
Wow, that's pushing it a bit. No.
Okay.
So it's in the country. Okay. But Evie's got a lot of luggage. That's what's confusing. Could she have been in the snow, maybe?
That's actually
and
not that's, bad thinking.
And that's why you have a lot of snow gear.
Surely, or if you're in Melbourne, though.
Somewhere you get a lot of souvenirs taken back.
I'm just thinking. So where would be somewhere from Australia, from Melbourne, you'd go for a long time? I have a feeling Evie might have come from Brisbane.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking maybe she's got family out there. Maybe she's been to Brisbane for a few weeks. You can pop to the coast.
She's taken some tropical fruit back down to Melbourne, maybe.
Can you do that?
No, I don't think so. No. But she might have got it through.
All right, Evie, have you come from Brisbane?
Wrong.
Where was it?
From Sydney.
Why so much luggage, Evie?
I'm staying for a while.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, bring in all your gear.
That makes sense. You've got to plan ahead. All right, we have Josh, who's also just touched down in Melbourne. Zach, you have question one for Josh.
Josh, did you eat anything on the plane?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Is that, we're not going to ask what?
Was it? No, sorry. Was it a full meal? That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Full meal. Okay. Interesting. Well,
so it's more than an hour.
Yeah, because they don't do it on the short flights. They don't give you a full meal normally. So that's interesting. Josh, what was the, if you know, what was the most popular sport in the place you've been?
Baseball.
Ooh, okay. Here we go.
That's handy.
Here we go. You've got to get the city right as well, though.
We do. Now, you'd think...
City or country? If it's international, I think we can go country.
Can we?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's we got one more question anyway, but we're leaning towards America. Not necessarily, though. What's your last question?
Does the leader of the country, are they somewhat controversial at the moment, Josh?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. So either Josh is a Donald Trump fan or Josh is not
coming
from America.
But even if you're a fan, you'd still say it was controversial.
Okay, well, what other countries do you know that like baseball apart from America? I think
America's like the only one.
No, I think Japan's pretty into it.
Okay.
I have a feeling I've seen the Japanese baseball team on late night on Fox Sports.
Yep.
Josh, if you come from Japan...
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah! Oh! Yeah! Come on!
Well done!
Wow. Okay.
Were you playing baseball over there, Josh?
No.
Okay. You're just a baseball fan.
Just a whole
fair enough.
Watched it.
Yeah. Well, why not? I got to say, my late night Fox Sports watching is coming handy there, Zach.
Oh.
That's I'm quite proud of that one. All right. Let's see if we can go two from three.
A lap of honour here.
This would be
going for the big one.
Well, in baseball terms, this would be a home run.
Yep.
We're going for a home
run.
We're
sitting on the third plate.
That's it.
And we're trying to steal a base.
We have Indy, who has just touched down in Sydney. Indy, how many photos did you post to Instagram from where you've been?
How many photos?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know. Too many.
Okay, a lot of Instagram posts.
Indy, do you...
Lots of Instagram posts, yes.
Who's a famous person from the place you went?
Famous person.
Yeah.
Hold on, I may need help with this.
Anyone come to mind?
Just have a think about it.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's okay, though, because that means that it's obviously not somewhere famous for people.
Maybe we'll rephrase it, Indy. Do you think there'd be a lot of famous people from there?
I would think they wouldn't make it there.
Yeah.
Famous there, if that makes sense.
Right, fair enough. All right, I got one more question. What was the last meal you ate there?
The last meal? Peanut butter soup.
Peanut butter soup?
Yeah.
Is that a national dish?
No, it was the person that was on my bus, the cook on my bus, okay, made peanut butter soup. Yes.
But was that because that was the only thing in the cupboard that was left, or?
I'm not really sure. You he don't likes know. Experiment. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Peanut butter soup. Do you just put peanut butter in the microwave? How does that work?
I was trying
work?
To think, is that a national delicacy somewhere? All right. Well, this feels tricky, Zach.
So tricky.
I don't I know.
I can't think of any famous people.
Yeah.
Eight peanut butter soup.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
A lot of photos on Instagram. Somewhere photos. Naturally beautiful. That's what I'm thinking. What's a place known for its
the
natural beauty?
The Caribbean, maybe?
The Caribbean's... That's not bad. I mean, I guess if you were on
you
the Caribbean...
You post a lot of photos.
I mean, it's a wild stab, but we can go with it. Indy, have you been in the Caribbean?
No, it was in Kenya.
Oh, great. Well,
Africa.
Africa. I've always heard them say, if you ever go to Kenya, you got to try the peanut butter soup.
That's what we've got to do right now, Dom. You look up a recipe for peanut butter soup. We're going to be doing that in the song.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
How hard is it to go vegetarian? Like, that was the question I asked at the start of the week, Zach. I made the decision after being confronted by a steakhouse that went far too in-depth about the lives of the cows that they were serving, that I wanted to give vegetarianism a go. I wanted to see if I could do it.
Now, you're one of the country's biggest meat eaters.
Yep.
Sure. Rarely a day goes by that you don't eat red meat.
Yep.
Actually, I don't think a day has gone by until this week that you hadn't eaten red meat.
I wanted to give it a go. Now, you were skeptical. You didn't think I'd do very well.
No, just because... Firstly, you don't have a good record of challenges like this.
That's true. I can't deny that.
You tried to eat a salad every day. You only lasted one day. You tried to go to the gym. You only went once.
Yeah.
You tried to give up milk and you didn't even last 3 hours.
No. It doesn't say great things about the constitution of my personality, I guess. But that's fine. I mean, that doesn't matter. We don't need to get into that. The thing is, Zach, I went through my first full days of Edjo was Tuesday. Had a vegetarian pasta bake for dinner, a side bowl for breakfast. I think some toast in between.
Day one, check.
Brilliant. Now, day two, yesterday, again, acai bowl and then honey on toast as an afternoon tea snack. And then for dinner, I had a pesto gnocchi with halloumi. You saw me have that.
Yep. Having a lot of halloumi, I've heard.
Yeah, no, halloumi really did get me through those first 2 days. And that brings us to today.
Did he see the 3 days out that I suspected he wouldn't?
Zach said by this stage...
You would be coming in and hoeing down on a stick of pepperoni.
I would have relapsed. I would have had meat. Well, I can confirm to you, Zach, that 3 hours ago, I had spaghetti bolognese. I'm back, meat eaters of Australia.
What about the cows?
I'm back.
What about the cows that you're so worried about on Monday night?
I gave them 2 days.
Well, to be honest, that's quite a big relief. Even every little bit counts.
Oh, look, a message to the steakhouses of Australia. Prepare a table.
So what happened? What happened?
Oh, it was very simple, really, to be honest. There's not a lot else to eat.
Yeah, there is. I just refused to eat vegetables.
I ran out of other things. Like
Did you Google it?
Why didn't
you Google vegetarian meals? Why didn't you ask me?
They all looked pretty awful. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know how you do it. Like, most of the good stuff is meat. And I know that I'm just... I know. I apologize. I realize this might sound insensitive to vegans or vegetarians listening. They probably hate me.
Yeah.
But I joined you guys for a period of time. I'll always look back on the period of my life I was a vegetarian.
Yeah, with those 3 days.
Yeah. I did.
So how do you reflect on it? What did you learn?
I think I learned a lot. I think I learned the importance of willpower, of self-control.
I don't think you did learn that.
No, I think I definitely did. And I also learned, and this is a side bonus, meat tastes even better when you haven't had it for a few days. You come back to it, it's like a treat.
So really, you lasted 2 dinners. You could manage to have dinner twice without meat.
I could. Yeah, and I'm proud
of that. No, I'm not positioning this as a positive thing. How are you bouncing it back to me as if that's an achievement? I'm trying to highlight that it wasn't an achievement.
Anyway, so look, I made it Monday through to... Well, actually, I had beef ragu on Monday night. But I made it all of Tuesday, all of Wednesday, and most of Thursday without having meat. I've lived the vegetarian life. I've done my bit for the environment. I've done my bit for animals. And now I'm back.
That's you done. But now over the weekend, the amount of meat you're going to eat is going to probably make up for those 2 days you missed.
Well, I am actually going to the footy on Saturday night, and I had to pre-order some food for this thing we're doing there. It's all meat. I did actually order a chicken skewer platter.
Okay. Well, you're undoing all your good work.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Day or nay?
Dom, every day seems to be international this day, national that day, so much so that it can be hard to pick the real ones from the fake ones. I believe that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
All right, so you have 3 days for me. Now, this is for tomorrow, for Friday?
That's correct. Okay. I have 3 days in front of me that are occurring tomorrow in just a couple of minutes.
In 1 minute time, we are going to get to these days. That's exciting.
Two of these are real, one is fake. You got to tell me which one's the fake one. Our first one, International Chess Day. Celebrating the great board game, chess.
Now, you know what? Were you ever into chess? Were you a big chess player?
I played a bit of chess occasionally.
See, I was in the chess club in middle school.
Oh, no surprise.
Okay, what are you saying about the chess club?
You were just in a lot of clubs.
I was in a lot of clubs.
If the club occurred in the library, it was likely you'd be there.
What are you saying about libraries?
That you loved being there.
I did love being there. You're not wrong. The point is, knowing the chess club, I can imagine that chess clubs are the sort of people who'd lobby for a day. Yeah. They love chess and they love people to know about it.
Was that on the agenda when you were in the club?
Look, it wasn't. I took the minutes for our meetings. We didn't quite get to lobbying for a day, but I can certainly imagine that chess would have organised for a day by this stage. So that's believable.
Day number two.
Quick question. When was your last game of chess?
Yes,
me too, I reckon.
Day number two.
Yep.
Share your Wi-Fi day. Day to celebrate shared Wi-Fi.
Sure.
And you're encouraged to let your neighbours in.
Right, so the idea is, on this day, you unlock, you take your password
off. Take your password off. Share the Wi-Fi. Well, share the love.
Everyone's going to download on that day. Do you know what I mean? Just download anything you want that day.
I think it's an idea of bringing communities together a little bit. That's a way to meet your neighbours.
Make a casserole and go and knock on their door. Don't steal their Wi-Fi.
Do you even know what a casserole is?
No, but it sounds like something you'd give a neighbour. It's like a meat dish with potatoes. There we go. That makes sense. All right. I don't think using your neighbour's Wi-Fi is the way to connect.
Okay. Well, it is the way to connect to the internet.
I hope.
But maybe not to each other.
You know what? If share your Wi-Fi day is a real day, that's getting close to a BuzzFeed article, Is This What We've Become? Or something along those lines.
Okay. Well, wait till you hear the next one.
Great.
World Jump Day.
Hmm.
Basically, on World Jump Day, it's encouraging half the world to jump up and down at the same time.
Sure.
And the idea is that that would push the Earth just enough off axis that we would get more standardized climates and it would fight climate change.
Do you know what?
It would make the days similar or something like that.
This sounds like the plot to a very bad film. Just to put that out there. Could you imagine, with all the billions that have been spent on climate change, all the advanced scientists with their degrees...
All we had to do was jump up and down.
All it took was a bit of jumping. Just put jump around on, blast that from speakers around cities.
Which one's fake? Share your Wi-Fi day,
oh, gosh.
World Jump Day, or International Chess Day?
Chess Day's real. I'm calling that one. Yeah. I reckon Wi-Fi day... I hate it, but I think it's probably real. I reckon the fake one is International Jump Day.
Incorrect. Jump Day's real. Wi-Fi's the one I made up.
Really?
I'm not saying Jump Day works. I'm saying it's real. It exists. If everyone jumps at the same time, though, that's not going to make a difference.
Well, hang on. We don't know that. What time are we meant to jump? Have they given us a time?
No, I think we're on the part of the planet that's meant to stay still.
Okay. Well, if you're listening to this, Australia... Tomorrow, stay still, and I guess, by 5 p.m. tomorrow, we'll fix climate change. What a
result.
It's Collective Noun. Why did I start saying the show name again there? It is late. It's a Friday morning. That is all we've got time for tonight on the show. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. Zach and I are off to play a game of chess to celebrate Chess Day. We'll see you Monday at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.